Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Well, today is day 67 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, and our topic for today is what's in your tongue. What's in your tongue? And we are coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verses 21 through 24. Now, for those of you who are working the challenge in your last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge Journal, make sure you are on day 67. And remember, you can tune in to the broadcast live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern and on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel. Letter D, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the broadcast itself by clicking the link on the Morning Motivation page of feeldfire.com. Well, I am ready to get into this word. We are in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verses 21 through 24, and you are in your journals, page or day 67. And I'm reading from the KJV. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. What's in your wallet? Acclaimed Academy Award winning actor Mr. Samuel L. Jackson does a commercial for Capital One where he asks the question, what's in your wallet? And the premise of the commercial is that if you don't have a Capital One card in your wallet, then you are lacking something. You could have your license, your non-driver ID, cash. You could have your Social Security card, your veterans card. You could have your student ID. You could even have pictures of your spouse, your girlfriend, boyfriend, and your children. You could have pictures of your mother. You could have all of those things. But if you are missing the Capital One card, then your wallet is insufficient. What's in your wallet? Well, it makes me think about the fact that in life, we can have all of the right things, all of the right credentials, the right education, the right home, the right vehicle. We could have what appears to be the right spouse or the right girlfriend or boyfriend. Our children could be doing well by all natural measurements of success. We could have the best clothing, the best shoes, the best purses. We could work out at the best gym. We could attend and be a member at the most prestigious church. But if we don't understand and have the right confessions, then still our lives are incomplete. Or as we say in the legal profession, inchoate or incohate, it's insufficient, it's lacking. So the book of Proverbs chapter 18 has taught us the power of what's in our words and what's in our tongue, because it stated death and life, blessing and cursing, goodness and evil, self-worth and self-doubt, joy and despondency, success and defeat, living life to the fullest or always settling for less and living subpar, peace and war, faith and doubt, salvation and going to hell, feeling good, releasing endorphins, or always walking around with a frown, the glass being half full or the glass being half empty. All of that rests in the power of our tongues. It flows from our confessions. What is it that we speak about ourselves, over our lives, over our children, over our homes? What is it that we say about our situations, our coworkers, our bosses, our friends, our churches, our enemies? What is it that comes out of your mouth when you open it? Are you the kind of person that people dread to speak to because they know as soon as you open your mouth, some drama is coming out, some mess is coming out, some confusion is coming out, some negativity is coming out? Are you a Debbie Downer, a negative Nancy? Are you a sad Sam? Jesus, what's in your tongue? Do you have anything good to say? On yesterday, I was talking with one of my friends, and as soon as she walked into her home, she thought she heard someone call her name. So she called out for her daughter, who's a teenager, but no one responded, and they're the only people who live in her home, and she has a very large two-story home, and a full basement as well. So she walks in, and she's saying, "Rossi, I thought I heard somebody call my name." I begin to say, and after she called out for her daughter and her daughter didn't respond, I said, and she said, "I'm going to walk around the house." I said, "I'm going to stay on the phone with you." And I begin to say, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus," because see, she lives in another state and she's there alone, but I'm going to stay on the phone and I'm already confessing that everything is all right. So she began to walk throughout the house and I'm making sure I got her address in case I need to call someone else. And so she went downstairs into the basement, and the basement has her daughter's bedroom in it and her daughter's bathroom, and her daughter has this big living room den. I mean, it's like almost an in-law suite, if you will. And the daughter had left the door open. And so my friend became very concerned because, you know, you've left the door open. So we just begin to speak out that everything was all right. What's in your tongue? And she began to speak that she would discuss this with her daughter, you know, and she has this, security system. So I begin to ask, "Is your security system one where you can actually look on your phone and see when someone comes up to your door?" And she said, "Yes." See, what's in your tongue? We just begin to speak out that all was well. What's in your tongue? And she began to speak out, "I'm going to discuss this with my daughter so it doesn't happen again." What's in your tongue? You see, it's okay to have a healthy understanding of whatever the facts or the situation is in your life. It's okay to have a healthy and reverent fear where you're supposed to, but it can never be that that overcomes the truth of the fact that you're the head and not the tail, that you're above and not beneath, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. See, that's what has to be in your tongue, that you are more than a conqueror. That's what has to be in your tongue. That I am blessed and highly favored. That's what's in my tongue. That my son is covered in the blood of Jesus and he's protected. If God be for him, no one can stand successfully against him. That's what's in my tongue. So I ask you this morning, what's in your tongue? What are your affirmations? What do you say about yourself? What do you speak over your children and your relationships? We just read in Proverbs, if you want friends, show yourself friendly. What's in your tongue? If you are a negative person, a critical person, a jaded person, someone who never has anything good to say, don't be surprised that you don't have a lot of friends or good friends, because what's in your tongue is not beneficial or conducive to producing or cultivating ongoing relationship. We read in Proverbs where it says, where it said, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But if you're a man who only speaks negative words about women, you have nothing good to speak. You base every future woman in relationship on every bad relationship that you've had. Don't be surprised when you can't find the right kind of woman. You can't find the right kind of wife. Or you're someone who doesn't know how to communicate. One of my friends was teaching me, this same friend I was talking with, she was showing me this article that had all of these new terms for dating: ghosting, cuffing, breadcrumbing, thirst traps. I had not heard of all of these words. So if you're that kind of person, if you're a man who ghosts, in other words, you just walk away, you never communicate to the lady what happened, don't be surprised that you won't ever find your good thing. Now, you'll find some things, but it won't be your good thing. Because what's in your tongue is not conducive to bringing in and cultivating the right kind of woman for your life. If you are a woman and you want to be found, such as me, right? You want to be that good wife. You want to be found by the right kind of man. But everything that's in your tongue is always men are dogs, no men are good. You're comparing every man to the man who abused you or mistreated you. Don't be surprised if you don't attract the right kind of man, because what's in your tongue is not conducive to bringing about nor cultivating ongoing relationship. Isn't this powerful word? If you are getting written up on your job, don't be surprised if you're never promoted because you're a gossiper. You're the kind of person who has nothing good to say about your job, because what's in your tongue conducive to elevation? In whatever situation you're in, if you want to be elevated, watch your mouth. Check your tongue. See what's in it, because it holds the power of life and death. So are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Are you speaking life or are you speaking death? Repeat after me. Am I speaking life or am I speaking death? Say it again. Am I speaking life or am I speaking death? Say it again. Am I speaking life or am I speaking death? Now, our time is almost run. I have to get ready to pray, give you your daily task, and then end with our song of today. But before I do, we're going to play a little word scrabble, a little kingdom scrabble, because I need to get your tongue prepped today to understand how to speak forth life. So we don't have but a minute and a half left. So I'm going to call out the word, but I'm going to scramble the letters like you're playing Scrabble, and I want you to speak out the word immediately when you decipher it. Our first word has three letters, O-Y-J. O-Y-J. What's in your tongue today? Joy. That's right. You got it. Let's go to our next word, C-E-A-E-P. C-E-A-E-P. What's in your tongue today? Peace. Yes, you got it. Next word, C-C-E-S-S-U-S. C-C-E-S-S-U-S. What's in your tongue? Yes, success. Nessdoog. What's in your tongue? Yes, goodness. Thias. Thias. What's in your tongue? Woo, faith. Come on and praise the Lord. Tneper. Tneper. What's in your tongue? Repent. Woo, praise our Lord today. Tionavlas. This is a long one. Tionavlas. What's in your tongue? Salvation. I have three more. Veol. Veol. What's in your tongue today? Love. Come on and praise the Lord. O-R-Y-T-C-I-V. O-R-Y-T-C-I-V. What's in your tongue? Victory. Say it again. Victory. Say it again. Victory. And our last word, S-U-S-E-J. S-U-S-E-J. What's in your tongue? Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come on, we got to go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We magnify you. This is the day, Lord, that you have made. And Father, today we have joy in our tongues. We have peace in our tongues. We have success and goodness in our tongues. Father, faith, repentance, salvation, all in our tongue, all in our confessions, all in our affirmations, love and victory. That's what's in our tongues today. Jesus, that's what's in our tongues. Jesus, that's what's in our tongues. Jesus, that's what's in our tongues. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because we speak forth life and not death. We speak forth life and not death. All over our parents, our siblings, our children, our stepchildren, nieces and nephews, our spouses, our boyfriends and girlfriends, over our grandchildren, our cousins, aunts and uncles. We speak forth life today and not death. All over our jobs, our colleagues, our bosses, our friends, our extended family members, all over our neighborhoods. We speak forth life and not death. All over our churches, our pastors, all over the leaders of this nation, in every genre, every area, we speak forth life and not death. And Father, to our own womb, to our own lions, we speak, on loin, we speak forth life and not death. To our own hands, our own health, our own sanity, our own joy, our own finances, Father, we speak forth life and not death. Over this day, all throughout today, everyone we encounter, we speak forth life and not death, because we have tongues that are conducive to instilling joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, and faith. We have tongues that are conducive to inspiring the best in others. We have tongues that are conducive to cultivating ongoing productive relationships. We have tongues that extrapolate the best from people. We have tongues that cause people to just want to praise your name, because we speak forth life and not death. Now, Father, I come in agreement with all those listening now and those who will listen later, for everything they've laid before you, that it is done. In the name of Jesus, we pray, we come in agreement, we honor you, we praise your name. Let everyone listening say, amen, hallelujah. Say, today I speak forth life. Say it again. Today I speak forth life. Say it again. Today I speak forth life. Say, life is in my tongue. Say it again. Life is in my tongue. Now, I am going to do an altar call, and then I'm going to give you your task for today. As I am doing this, I want you to just be calling out the names of people and the names of situations that you know need to be resurrected. They need some life injected into them. And just begin to say, I speak forth life. For example, Rossi, I speak life over you today. My son, AJ, I speak life over you today. My mother, I speak life over you today. My siblings, Sean, Trelonda, Truman, and Vegas, I speak life over you today. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to hold up your time. But when I get off, I'm about to call out the names of all my nieces and nephews, my cousins, hallelujah, my aunts and uncles. I call these people out every time I go into prayer. My best friends, and I speak life over them. Even people that I've dated that are no longer in my life, I call out their names one by one. It hadn't been a lot, so yes, I can remember them. I call out their names. My pastors, I call out their names. My current pastor and first lady, my prior pastors. I'm talking about speaking life today. If you're listening and you are not saved, or you are backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of Christ. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Make sure you're tuning in live with me at 6:30 or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. This is what strengthens you. And not just those who are newly saved or rededicated, every one of you. Make sure you don't miss a broadcast and that you're sharing this with at least two or three people every day. This is how we win souls for God's kingdom. All right, our topic for today, day 67 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is what's in your tongue. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, I want you to write down in your journal, and if you don't have it, go to fieldthefire.com so you can order it. It's on Amazon and different places. You'll be able to click the links from fieldthefire.com. I want you to write down in your journal all of those people and situations that need to be resurrected, whether it's through their own issues or whether you messed it up by speaking death. And I want you to call their names out, and I want you to speak life today. Then the second part of your task is all today. I want you to watch your tongue and make sure you don't speak one negative word. I don't care what happens. It doesn't mean that you're dismissing the truth or you're walking around with rose-colored glasses on, oblivious to the facts. But what it means is you understand that no matter what the facts are, the truth is that you are above and not beneath, that no weapon formed against you can successfully prosper. So don't speak one negative word. Every time you open your mouth today, let life be in your tongue. All right, we're going to end with our song today, You Are My Strength, by William Murphy. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. live. Please share this with at least what's in your tongue.
Say this tonight, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it, reach you to me. The strength of God is reaching for you tonight.
You are my strength. Strength like no other.
In the power of your name.
In the power of your name.
before we leave this room tonight. Come on. Those of you who made up your mind, I'm going to finish strong. I need one more shout out of you. Shout out. Praise tonight. Thank you for being so gracious.
Whatever you speak today is what you'll have today. Watch what's in your tongue and make it be what God says you will have. Please share this broadcast with at least two people. Send them to fieldthefire.com and I'll see you in the morning. What's in your tongue? I got victory in mine.